It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The throw to the plate. Bills win 11-10 on an RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win. What a huge series for the Fighting Bills, who sweep the New York Mets. Wow. Chase Utley delivers against Billy Wagner, and the Bills have swept the four-game series.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Joining us now, one of the probably two biggest Met fans I know, one host, one half of the midday show at WFAN, Sal Licata and Brent Tierney. Sal, how are we feeling, brother?
I'm kind of anxious. I wouldn't say I'm nervous or scared. I'm certainly not confident. I'm a little excited. I mean, it's what we want, but, you know, I'm a little anxious going into Game 3 tonight.
Yeah, I was curious of that, like the mindset, because so many times over the last few months, the Mets have had a great second half of the year, but so many times over the last few months, it looked like the run was ending, and they found a way. And I guess I was wondering whether the thing in your gut was they'll find a way, or oh no, this is the other shoe dropping that I was waiting for.
I have not been waiting for the shoe to drop. Now, when they're 11 games under 500, like everybody else, like this team said, they're an embarrassment, this is awful. But doing what they did, being the best team record-wise in baseball for an extended period, I never was waiting for the shoe to drop. I was believing what I was seeing, but also thinking that there was going to be an expiration point to what I believe to be an under-talented team. However, all the teams think the Phillies should have pulled away months ago. They didn't. I'm not scared of the Dodgers in the postseason. Milwaukee, please. Going in, I didn't think there was going to be a good matchup. Then after watching game one, I thought for sure I'm ready to get tickets to go to the NLDS in Philadelphia. And now I'm more, I need to just, no more predictions. I honestly don't even have a gut feel. I'm excited. I'm more anxious, nervous. I mean, this is a tough spot. Win or go home. And if you win, you face the freaking Phillies, which I can't wait for that to be the case if they do get past the Brewers.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of hedging.
Sounds like you're scared, brother.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
I don't have a gut feel. Like,
yeah. Well, develop a gut feel. We all have gut feels. Trust positive Tommy.
No. I'm a positive Tommy. I was about to tweet him last night. Shut the F up and read the room. There's nothing positive about that one from last night. You want me to be confident with the Mets? I'm not there with this team. I don't believe that they're, I can say it with confidence that they're going to believe the way that I did in 2022. I believe in that team. Obviously, I was wrong back then. I didn't believe in this team to start the year, and they've proven me wrong for the good side of it. Now, I mean, if they play the Phillies, I'd be confident. I think if they get through tonight, I think they could be a World Series team. I just don't know about tonight. I hope they can Quintana's on the mound. You want to be confident about a Game 3 on the road against a team that's been better than them? I can't be. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you, is there a feeling amongst the fans, and maybe even with yourself, that you're playing with house money, right? Like you're in. A lot of people didn't expect to get in. They got in. Is there a sense of we're playing with house money?
I thought going into the series, Ike, that was the case, win or lose, whatever. They didn't expect to make it this far. You're on the road for three games in Milwaukee. But after they won game one, There's no excuse. You cannot lose that. Think about this. The Mets, and this is why I can't be, like, happy about it. The Mets are the only team that has forced a game three here. This is ridiculous. Everybody else, easy sweep, and they move on. And the Mets had an opportunity to do so, and they didn't. And now they got to put us in this predicament to have a game three. So, no, I would be ticked off if they lost this game. Now, maybe in a week or so, it's like, hey, okay, decent season. But being up one game in a best of three, put your foot on their throat and move on. And they're the only team that couldn't do it.
See, this is what this is the Met fan I remember, because
it's real.
Yeah, what,
so, unlike Positive Tommy, who's fake.
Positive Tommy's a fraud. The I remember specifically the Mets fans from my time up there. The Mets fans and the Jets fans just always had this pit in their stomach that, you know, like this. This is never going to happen to us. So all of the boisterousness that I felt from Mets fans, you are expressing the feeling that I remember more than the boisterousness that I feel like I've seen as the Mets have been on the run, especially after the win on Monday.
I'm not overly negative like some others, but I am a realist. And just my real – put it this way. If I'm not coming on saying the Mets are going to win tonight, that should tell you all that needs to be said. In my gut, I just don't feel great about this team. Now, the one thing you could say is they've been resilient all year long. Every time they've been in the spot waiting for people to bury them, they come back. I look, if I had to pick the old, you know, Mike and the dog thing, gun to your head, my gut is not – I don't have a good feeling about this. But, I mean, it doesn't mean they can't do it. It's just that my gut, I keep down to – you know, I'll give you the reason. Pete Alonso, they moved him up. I would move him down or out. They move him up to the cleanup spot tonight. So watching him all year long, he's done nothing. I just ultimately, looking at their lineup, looking at their bullpen, looking at their pitching, I don't have a good gut feel.
Yeah, that bullpen is my biggest question mark about the Mets. They keep pitching Phil Maton in huge spots, seems insane.
I mean, he's their second best arm. It's why I was yelling and screaming for them to do something more at the deadline. All right, you want to be taken seriously and not just make the playoffs and get in and have a chance? Go do something. Get an ace. Go get a top reliever. And this is what they came up with. And eventually, they're going to get what they deserve. So they've been a great story. They are resilient. They have battled. They do have some potential. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how they made it this far with that bullpen. And then last night they're trying to go four innings with a crappy bullpen and survive. There's no way that one run lead was going to hold up. So, no, I mean, the more I think about it, the more I talk to you guys, and plus you're playing that damn Chase Utley highlight, now I'm getting ticked off. I'm angry with the Mets.
We're being strategic.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sal Licata with us from WFAN. Sal, one of the biggest Met fans I know. So we've been talking a lot. You mentioned it. If they get past Milwaukee, it is Philly versus New York. I'll be honest with you, people here, and we had a whole show about it yesterday, people are here a little bit worried about the Mets, to be quite honest with you.
Here's why. First of all, they've never met before in the playoffs, which is actually hard to believe. But the Mets have things that you don't want to face if you're the Phillies, knowing you're the better team going in. The Mets just beat the Phillies 3 out of 4 recently, so they have that confidence. The division rival, it's a shorter series. There are too many factors there. Well, if I were the Phillies, I wouldn't want the Mets either. You don't want this smoke.
No.
See, this is why I want the smoke.
You don't want
this
smoke.
This is why I want the smoke, Sal. I do want the smoke.
But this is fake.
This is exactly
bluster.
Why I do want the smoke.
No, you don't. You don't. Because I was actually saying today on the show, I would rather lose tonight than lose to the Phillies. Just like you would rather, you know what? You take
that's why we
the
need the Mets.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to the Mets, though. That is something. Especially as a top seed, and you're going to have all the, you know, the Phillies should be the team to be, and all that nonsense. If Mets take them down, the little underdog six-seeded Mets that came out of nowhere takes you down, you don't want that on your resume.
So, Sal, a lot of Met fans at WFAN, I count you, positive Tommy Lugauer, Evan Roberts, Anthony Gallo, Manny the annoying part-time producer, Joe Beningo, Gio, Boomer. They don't say they are, but they think they are. Who would you say that ranks number one as the most irritating Met fan at WFAN, you being a Met fan?
Ooh, I mean, I think positive Tommy's getting up there. Like, last night especially. That, the positive stuff and the gimmick that he's pulling, whatever, that's fine. Last night, where every Met fan wanted to put their fist through a wall, and you got Tommy, positive Tommy, I will lead us. Shut up. He has become that. I think it's either him or Evan who scores the games last round with that scorebook. We want to smack him upside the head with that thing on occasion. Those two probably be the leaders in the clubhouse for me.
So Sal is also a very big Knicks fan who I'm sure at some point was fearing the day that they would trade for Karl Anthony Towns. Have you talked yourself into it yet?
What do you mean talk myself into it? I love this. I'd rather
he's a loser. He's a loser.
Wait a second. You rip Julius Randle left and right, so they dump Randle and they get Karl Anthony Towns, who fits perfectly. I mean,
loser for loser.
Come on.
Loser for loser. That's what you got there. Well,
yeah,
so,
well, at least this loser then fits better for what they need. They needed a big who could stretch the floor. Look, you could say what you want about the Mets and Phils. The Knicks already beat the Sixers, and the Knicks are better now than they were a year ago. Look, Paul George. Please.
Your best player is a 6 foot guard. And let me no, that's not true. And let me remind you that the Knicks the last 2 years
he's taking shots from inside.
Yeah, I know. He's a turncoat. I don't trust him at all. He's only a Phillies guy over there. And don't forget the Knicks the last 2 years have also lost in the second round against teams they were favored over. So you guys are throwing your parade,
first round win.
Yeah, we won the first round parade around. And Jalen Brunson, I heard you idiot say, is the best Knick who ever lived.
Oh God.
Yeah,
seriously?
you guys are it's loserville USA up there right
well,
now.
Well, I'd still go Ewing myself. But Brunson is getting close to that. Hey, here's what I'll say about the Sixers. Maybe this will be the year.
Okay, get out of here. All right. Sal, if you guys win tonight.
When did you start liking baseball, Spike? What's going on here? All you do is tweet about games. All summer liking baseball. You're telling us not to talk about baseball. Now you love baseball.
No, I didn't.
Interesting.
No. This is not true.
Too much baseball talk.
This is not true. All right. There's context to this. I didn't tell them not to talk baseball. They were talking baseball and, like, the Yankees sucked last year and the Mets sucked last year, and they're talking baseball on the football Tuesday.
Well, you didn't want them breaking down a bunt decision in the
seventh. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm just trying to push you guys to be the best. And final thing, Sal. One of the things I always told Sal, and it's funny to look at it, is that nobody cares if you're right, but being wrong sometimes will make you more famous.
So, that's true.
So 2 years ago, Sal proclaimed the NL East is over. The Mets are going to win it. The Braves come back and win the NL East. Sal becomes the most famous Met fan in the world. Sal, in July this year, predicts the wild card is over and the Mets are in, and nobody cares.
No one gives a crap. You're right. Yeah. And you know how much crap I took for that tweet? And I was only joking the way that I said it. No, I did believe the Mets were like a legitimate team at that point, but clearly I thought it was a joke. They people were sending emails and hate and tweets and calling for my job, and then of course they make it, and it's like, oh yeah, who cares?
Yep, nobody cares when you're right. All right, Sal. Well, I want the Mets now, so I hope you losers win tonight, and I hope we get a matchup, and I hope we come up there next. I would love to bring the show over to 345 Hudson, and we can maybe celebrate in Citi Field. And
then I'll DS win. I want it. I want Philly. Bad. It would be great. So, yes, let's go Mets tonight. Hopefully it's Mets-Phils Saturday at 4:08.
There he is. Appreciate you, Sal. Sal Licata, host of the Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney Show middays at WFAN. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local pitch hit and run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.